X-Charts.
Un saluto da Sergio Benoni e benvenuti anche questa settimana all'ascolto della nostra Oldies but Goldies, l'appuntamento del giovedì sera sui 96.8 di Radio X, dedicato alla storia recente della musica che più ci piace. E oggi dedichiamo la nostra puntata, la nostra classifica di 10 brani, a ricostruire i primi 10 anni di vita dell'hip hop. Quindi orecchie ben tese, se siete appassionati di questa musica, e sicuramente lo sarete perché se ascoltate questa radio in qualche modo siete legati a queste sonorità della strada. E iniziamo la nostra storia del 1979. Nell'estate di quell'anno un gruppo di musicisti si riuniscono in uno studio di Englewood nel New Jersey per registrare un brano utilizzando come base un successo recente delle Chic firmato da Nile Rodgers che si chiamava Good Times. Da quello studio di registrazione nel settembre veniva rilasciato un mix destinato a rivoluzionare letteralmente la black music di quegli anni. Stiamo parlando di Rapper's Delight, loro sono la Sugar Hill Gang.
You don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike and I like to say hello. Or to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? My girl gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm a Melon. It's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're singing. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not.
Rapper's Delight non è solo il primo grande planetario successo hip hop dal punto di vista discografico, ma è anche un perfetto manifesto stilistico di questa musica, perché utilizza come base un successo della disco music recente, appunto Good Times delle Chic. E quello che la Sugar Hill Gang ricrea in studio non è altro che la replica esatta di quello che accadeva ad ogni angolo di strada, in ogni house party organizzato in qualche capannone fuori città in America in quegli anni. Ovvero i DJ utilizzavano come strumento musicale, come base musicale, i dischi commerciali del momento, li reinventavano attraverso lo scratching, attraverso i missaggi, e su queste basi c'erano gli MC, i maestri di cerimonia, che improvvisavano le loro rime di strada. Tutto questo aveva come cornice culturale, anche figurativa, i graffiti. La breakdance era una vera e propria rivoluzione della strada che prendeva forma nelle grandi città, nelle grandi metropoli americane. Un altro pezzo che ha fatto da colonna sonora a questa rivoluzione, siamo sempre alla fine degli anni 70, è il bellissimo The Breaks. Lui è Curtis Blow.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. 'Cause I'm Curtis Blow and I want you to know that these are The Breaks. Breaks on the car, breaks to make you a superstar. Breaks to win and breaks to lose. But these here breaks rock your shoes. And these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's the brakes.
And she runs off with him to Japan,
that's the brakes.
And the IRS says they want a chat,
that's the brakes.
And you can't explain why you claimed your cat,
that's the brakes.
And Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill,
that's the brakes.
With 18 phone calls to Brazil,
that's the brakes.
And you borrowed money from the mob,
that's the brakes.
And yesterday you lost your job.
That's the breaks.
Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Throw your hands up in the sky and wave around from side to side. And if you deserve a break tonight, somebody say, all right.
All right.
Say, ho.
Ho.
You don't stop. I keep on. Somebody scream.
Yeah.
Break down. Breaks on the stage. Breaks on the screen. Breaks to make your wallet lean. Breaks run cold and breaks run hot. Some folks got them and some have not. But these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down. To the girl in brown, stop messing around.
E mentre riascoltavamo The Breaks, siamo andati su internet a controllare esattamente la data di pubblicazione di quest'album. Non è 1979 ma 1980. L'album si intitola Curtis Blow e ritrae appunto Curtis Blow a torso nudo con le braccia incrociate, un'aria molto minacciosa. Questa canzone appena uscita è diventata subito l'inno della cultura del breaks, ovvero del fare a pezzi la realtà per poi ricomporla. Una cultura che troviamo in varie forme espressive nell'hip hop. Lo troviamo nella musica, dove i breaks sono i frammenti musicali ricomposti poi dai DJ attraverso il virtuosismo dello scratching, ma anche attraverso la tecnologia, i campionatori. Breaks sono anche i movimenti spezzati della breakdance, questo ballo basato appunto sulla scansione, sulla frammentazione del movimento portata davvero all'esasperazione, così come sono frammenti di colore, di linee, i graffiti che adornano le pareti dei treni, delle metropolitane e delle periferie urbane americane. Quindi The Breaks ha questa funzione, ma la cosa straordinaria è che è un manifesto culturale però detto in modo molto fresco, molto popolare, molto gioioso. Questo pezzo è infatti un pezzo che è diventato anche una grande hit. Continuiamo a restare nella stessa atmosfera, spostiamoci qualche anno avanti, dal 1980 scusate, al 1984. Questo è un pezzo di TLA Rock and Jazzy J che si intitola It's Yours.
Commentating, illustrating, description giving, adjective expert, analyzer, some other musical myth seeking people of the universe. With your pointing,
yeah.
Well, it's yours. Taking a record that's already made with the help of the mix board used in the crossfade. Rhythm can be kept to a self-choice pace, depending on moment or depth of bass. I don't really know, but somebody said some musical rhythm can mess with your.
your head, I don't know. If it's true, I leave it up to you. It's yours. Sound plus rhythm done up with finesse is equivalent to the adjective best. Now it's time to introduce neo rhymes combined with the group with juice. Dance to the musical tune on the microphone, gonna make you swoon. TLARONCK, usually the reason for a very nice day. I came here to represent the ultimate act, which only occurs when the party is packed. So full of insurance for your insurance, everything's fixed, just listen to the mix.
Time Records 1984, il pezzo era It's Yours. E continuiamo con un'altra track molto influenzata dalle sonorità dell'elettronica. Questa volta si tratta di un brano del 1987, etichetta Profile, Sweet Tea and Jazzy Joyce. Il pezzo si intitola It's My Beat.
Play it for my surrender. Go with the flow, cause I want you to know that the lady Sweet Tea is running this here show. Ain't nothing to it but to go ahead and do it. Don't need a pair of sneakers to run right through it. Situation stable, no question about it. Me get rocked by who? I doubt it. Huh, I'm only gonna tell you once, doggone it. Do yourself a favor and get on it. Super high post that catch the beat with ease. Demolishing rappers while I'm shooting the breeze. So be on the lookout, Sweet Tea's coming. Fast with the rhymes and twice as stunning. Make my day and your face defeat.
My Beat, un pezzo di culto per gli appassionati di musica breakdance. Breakdance che in quegli anni non era soltanto una forma di danza, ma era veramente un lifestyle, ovvero un modo di affrontare la vita, un'attitudine, un modo di porsi nei confronti del quotidiano. Ebbene, a proposito di lifestyle, c'è un pezzo del 1986 che portò davvero al successo un'altra straordinaria band hip hop newyorkese, una band tra l'altro che si è subito caratterizzata per un crossover, per un mix di sonorità che univano la black music alle sonorità del rock, sonorità decisamente più bianche. Stiamo parlando dei Beastie Boys, il pezzo It's a New Style.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax, it's the new style.
4 and 3 and 2 and 1.
What up?
And when I'm on the mic, the suckers run.
Word.
Picasso got picked, got rhymes that are rough and rhymes that are slick. I'm not surprised you're on
my
D.
Six girls in my Lincoln Continental.
I gotta-
eyes as she pulled up a skirt.
Check it. Based on bank, got a high power jumbo. Rolled up the woolly and doing? I watched Columbo.
Let me clear my throat. Kick it over here, baby pop. And let all the fly skimmers feel the beat. Drop. Cooling on the corner on a hot summer's day. Just me and my posse and
MCA. A lot of beer, a lot of girls, and a lot of cursing. 22 automatic on my person.
Got my hand in my pocket and my fingers on the trigger. My posse's getting big
and my posse's getting bigger.
Some voices got treble,
some voices got bass.
We got the kind of voices
that are in your face.
Like the bun to the burger,
and like the burger to the bun,
like the cherry
to the apple,
to the peach.
Hip hop come stile di vita, come atteggiamento. Questo è It's a New Style dei Beastie Boys. Hip hop che diventa anche moda, modo di vestire, modo di parlare, modo di gesticolare. E se c'è una formazione che con la sua musica, ma anche con le copertine, con i testi delle sue canzoni, ha contribuito non poco a dare dignità culturale, dignità artistica all'hip hop, beh, questa band è sicuramente quella dei De La Soul. Il brano che vi facciamo ascoltare è uscito nel 1989 all'interno di un album molto bello, con una copertina gialla a fiori, con le tre fotografie in bianco e nero dei De La Soul in primissimo piano. L'album si intitolava 3 Feet High and Rising, il pezzo The Magic Number.
3, that's the magic number. It's the magic number. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3, Mace Dub and me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing 3 parts. Casually see, but don't do like a soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip-hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase and Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A tri-camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all, and y'all can bet that the action's not a trick, but showing up a function. Everybody wants to be a DJ. Everybody wants to be an MC. But being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of 3, and that's the magic number.
3. This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine. And 3 out of every darn time, the effect is where the daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it. You can call it your lucky partner. Maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my 1 and 2, where would there be my 3? Mace Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls before style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance and feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. 3 forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. 3 times 1.
What is it?
1, 2, 3.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
1, 2, 3. And say, children, what does it all mean?
1, 2, 3.
I would like
no more, no less.
3.
That's a magic number. No more, no less.
What is
Così abbiamo seguito i primi 10 anni di vita dell'hip hop, da fermento spontaneo, movimento di persone nato agli angoli delle strade, quasi appunto in maniera naturale, a fenomeno culturale, a lifestyle, a fenomeno artistico con una sua estetica sempre più marcata. E questi sono appunto i De La Soul del pezzo che state ancora ascoltando in sottofondo. Un altro pezzo che spiega molte cose a proposito dell'hip hop, e in particolare il suo legame con la musica nera del passato, è quello che state ascoltando già in sottofondo. Loro sono gli Stetsasonic e l'etichetta è la stessa Tommy Boy dei De La Soul. Il titolo, Talking All That Jazz.
how we make records. You said it was an art, so now we're gonna rip you apart.
Stop, stop, check it out, my man. This is the music of a hip-hop band. Jazz, well you can call it that.
But this jazz retains a new format.
Point, point, when you misjudged us, speculated, created a fuss.
You've made the same mistake politicians have.
Talking all that jazz, jazz.
I heard talk is cheap, but like beauty, talk is just skin deep. And when you lie and you talk a lot,
people tell you to step off a lot. You see, you misunderstood. A sample is a tactic, a portion of my method, a tool.
In fact, it's
only of importance when I make it a priority.
And what we samples are by the majority.
But you a minority in terms of thought,
narrow-minded
and poorly taught about hip-hop and all the silly games. You erase my music so no one can use it.
You step on us and we'll step on you.
Can't have your cake and eat it too.
Talking all that jazz, jazz. It's when you hide the truth. It's when you talk more jazz than proof. And when you lie and address something you don't know,
it's so whack that it's bound to show.
When you lie about me and the band, we get angry. Whip out our pen, start writing again. And the things we write are always true, sucker. Let's get a grip, now we talk about you. Seems to me that you have a problem, so we can see what we can do to solve them.
Think rap is a fad, you must be mad. Cause we're so bad, we get respect you never had.
Tell the truth, James Brown was old. Tell Eric and Rock came out with I Got Soul.
Rap brings back old R&B, and if we would not, people could have forgot.
We wanna make this perfectly clear. We're talented and strong and have no fear
of those who choose to judge but lack pizzazz.
Talking all that jazz,
jazz. Now we're not trying to be a boss to you. We just wanna get across to you
that if you're talking jazz, the situation is a no-win.
You might even get hurt, my friend.
Stetsasonic, the hip-hop band.
And like Sly and the Family Stone, we will stand
up for the music we live and play, play.
And for the song we sing today.
For now, let us set the record straight.
And later on we'll have a forum and a formal debate.
But it's important you remember though,
what you reap is what you sow.
Talking all that jazz,
jazz. Talking all that jazz,
jazz.
Talking all that jazz,
jazz.
Lasciamoci alle spalle la bellissima track degli Stetsasonic, Talking All That Jazz, e avventuriamoci con le ultime tre canzoni di questa nostra classifica Oldies But Goldies di quest'oggi a dare uno sguardo negli anni 90. Ci fermeremo al 93 perché ci riserveremo gli ultimi 10 anni per una futura puntata, per una futura Oldies But Goldies che vi promettiamo arriverà molto presto. Andiamo al primo pezzo. Loro sono Black Sheep, una band di culto newyorkese molto molto impegnata soprattutto sul fronte dei diritti e del rispetto della gente di colore. Il pezzo The Choice Is Yours, la scelta è tutta vostra.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, black, I'm not playing. Need to go with this and go with this with no delay. And see, in actuality, wonder can it be? I made it look easy because it is to me. Anytime capacity was filled, tried to rock it. Anytime a honey gave us play, tried to knock it. Never was a fool, so we finished school. Never see us wet and you'll never see us cool. Out to rock the globe while I still hit a rock. Don't punch girls and we don't punch a clock. Gotta go, see you later by the cat. And you can't beat that with a bat.
You can do with this or you can do with that.
Pop decisamente politico, quello dei Black Sheep, The Choice Is Yours, ancora in sottofondo, ma ancora più politico, ancora più arrabbiato, ancora più militante sicuramente di pop di KRS-One, un autentico guru, un santone, un capopopolo. Il pezzo, che si apre con una sirena, ed è davvero tutto un programma, si intitola The Sound of the Police.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the beast.
Woo! Woo!
esplosivi, parole corrosive come l'acido muriatico per questo Sounds of the Police di KRS-One, sicuramente un inno dell'hip hop più militante, più impegnato anche dal punto di vista politico. E chiudiamo questa nostra oldies di quest'oggi, questa piccola storia dell'hip hop delle origini in 10 pezzi, con un brano che condensa invece lo spirito più fresco, più carico di energia vitale dell'hip hop. Loro sono i grandi, grandissimi House of Pain. Il pezzo l'avrete già riconosciuto, Jump Around. L'energia vitale, contagiosa, la voglia di fare feste insieme, che è proprio il DNA di partenza dell'hip hop, per chiudere questa nostra Oldies but Goldies di quest'oggi. Io vi saluto, vi do la risentirci alla prossima settimana.
X-Charles. Yeah.